Good afternoon to everybody out there in the land of the beautiful. I hope you're all having a great week so far. I realized this morning that I hadn't posted a boo in several days. Can you believe it? It's surprising considering all the stuff I inundated Audio Boo with on Friday. But anyhow, there are some rather exciting prospects coming up in my life, so I thought that I would record another boo today and update you all about them. But before I do that, I should let you know that the piece which is currently playing in the background is called The Music Box, and it is from an absolutely glorious album by harpist Anne-Marguerite Michaud. The album is called The Children's Hour, Harp Works for the Imagination, and it is one of my favorite harp albums of all time, which is saying a lot because I'm such a huge harp fiend. Anyhow, I'll turn this down a bit and get on with the updatage. Well, the past few days really have not been that eventful, so there's not a whole lot to talk about there. Unfortunately, I was not feeling well for most of that time. I had some stomach trouble and also a few seizures, and ended up spending a lot of my weekend in bed, sadly. The trouble with that is that my sleep pattern really got disrupted, and I ended up sleeping a lot during the day, which I don't like to do. But it's kind of a bad habit that I've gotten into from time to time. And it's easy to do, because if you're like me and you don't have a whole lot going on at one time in your life, then falling asleep during the day kind of puts in time. But it's not good for anybody, so I really need to break that habit somehow. However, even though the past few days were not all that eventful, today and the next couple days should be. Today I am going to have lunch with some very good friends of mine from church. My elder, actually, and her husband, and oh boy, he's a character. He's quite a card, and always coming up with clever sayings and witticisms. And also they've invited another friend of mine to have lunch, so it should be a really good experience. We are going to be guinea pigs. She's experimenting with some new recipes, but she is such a good cook that I've told her I am more than happy to be a guinea pig. And then tomorrow, I think the illustrious Kimmers and I will be getting together again. We don't get together as often as I would like, because although we only live about 20 minutes apart, the street crossings around her place are very unsafe. In fact, my mother, who usually encourages me to be uber independent, has even said, you know, I really don't like the idea of you crossing where Kim lives. She said it's not very safe, and she said, you know, even she doesn't like to do it, and she has all her vision. So usually we only get together when we can get rides, which is something we don't like to do because we don't want to take advantage of people's generosity. But it looks as though either one or both of Kim's parents will be in my area tomorrow, and hence will be able to pick me up. So I think I'm going to go visit Kim, and we are going to do a little bit more curio shopping. There's one other shop that we'd like to check out, because when we phoned there on Friday, the gentleman we spoke to said that they had some musical novelties, including some alcohol decanters with music boxes in them. So this establishment that we're going to tomorrow is called Weird Stuff. Oh, dear. So I'm hoping we can get there anyway. It's kind of in a really crappy area of the city where I live, and I don't like the idea of wandering around there on our own. But if there's a bus stop not too far from Weird Stuff, then we will try to make our way there and investigate. I wanted to discuss some of the other music boxes, actually, that I saw at Olive's Oddments on Friday, but I didn't have time in the boo that I posted about that, so maybe I can discuss a few of them here. There were some amazing ones there. The most beautiful ones were from London, England, and I'm not just saying that because I'm nuts about things from the UK. There was a gorgeous egg with a jeweled butterfly inside, and that played Wind Beneath My Wings. And there was a butterfly box as well. It was a trinket box with a butterfly on the top and flowers. And that also played Wind Beneath My Wings. And then the most unusual one was this gorgeous egg that could actually open and close. It was hinged. And inside the egg was a bird sitting on a flower or a branch. It was really pretty. I'm not sure what that one played. And then there was also a box that looked like an old-fashioned wicker hamper. And on the box were some books. And then on the side of the box was a cat reading a book. I forget what that played as well. It was something that I knew. And it was really unusual because to wind the movement, one had to lift the lid of the box and then feel for this little wee tiny key inside the box itself. I've never seen a music box like that before. Usually the winders are either on the bottom or on the lid. But there were some lovely Disney music boxes as well. One was this incredible Mickey Mouse phone, with an actual Mickey Mouse using the phone. And to play the music, one had to take the receiver out of Mickey Mouse's hand. Now, that was really expensive. It played the Mickey Mouse song. I wish I could have bought it for my one aunt, because she collects Mickey Mouse phones. she would have loved that. And there was also a Precious Moments Snow White figurine that I was very tempted to buy, because I used to collect Precious Moments as a teenager, and my mom used to collect them as well. That one played Someday My Prince Will Come, and it was really pretty. And then there was this amazing blue fairy with Pinocchio and Geppetto in her dress. And it was a resin piece, but it looked like it was carved from wood. It was made by this Canadian artist named Jim Shore. And it played, it wasn't something from Pinocchio, it was something about flying or wings. Oh, I knew the song, and now I can't recall what it was. Oh, that's too bad. Anyhow, it was the neatest looking thing, but again, very expensive, and I didn't buy it because I'm not really into Disney. There was a Winnie the Pooh music box, there was a train with a music box in it, and the music would play as the cars went around the track. So, just some amazing stuff there. Oh, I'm missing a few. Oh yes, there was an elf. He was very cute. He was all dressed in green, and he had one of those pointy hats on his head, and he had a pipe in his hand, and he played Waltz of the Flowers. I was very tempted to buy him if they hadn't had the Don Quixote guy. then I probably would have bought him. But, because he was another vintage piece, I think, from the 60s. But I liked my Don Quixote. So, yeah, it was amazing to go and look in that store, because they had such cool things. Kim actually bought a cast iron tarantula there, as well as her glass jewelry box with the music box inside it. And she would have to ask about tarantulas. She's really big into spiders, but she's not the only one, apparently. There was a guy that bought up most of the cast iron spiders there in that store, and he hung them from the trees in his garden. And they had a beautiful cast iron mermaid that would look lovely in a garden near a pond, like a water feature of some kind. Or a little fish pond. There's also this lovely brass unicorn that I wish I could have bought, but he was very expensive and also very huge. I don't know where I would have put him. But anyhow, it was a fun, really fun experience going in that shop and having a look. So yeah, I imagine I'll be staying at Kim's for a couple days anyway. I don't know for how long. maybe till Friday. And I am having a seizure, so I think I better end this for now. Okay, folks, talk to you later.